BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay. Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week, I'm back. I was actually back on my other podcast, Outwit, Outplay, Out podcast, the Survivor podcast. But I'm back on this podcast now with a brief little hiatus. A little. I technically wasn't there, but I also was there.
I was going to say, Tim, little... because I remember distinctly listening back to the episode on a week I thought that you were not in the episode. And then you ruined the fact that I now had an episode up on you. So late in the game as well. Something you could never get back. You were never going to get that episode back. Then you put yourself in with a cheeky little edit. Even though you were in bed, you sound like hell itself. And you're like...
I generally thought that I actually sounded fine. And,
No, you know now you sound fine. But, oh boy, you...
Yeah, you
did not sound fine. No.
I mean, even now I'm hearing my voice and I'm like, I'm still a bit nasally and things. But, But yeah, there was a couple of things I wanted to achieve. I looked at the episode and I went, nope, I'm in this one. I did that kind of thing where like sitcoms, where they do sort of like flashback episodes, like of just clip show episodes, where they have a couple of new scenes. So it's like, oh, to actually watch it all, you kind of have to watch the episode.
I would never know if I see it's a clip show episode, I'll just stop watching. So yeah.
Yeah, so last week was a bit of a clip show for me, you know, I just wanted to get a little bit of new footage in there.
No, see, Tim, in a lot of ways, maybe you weren't in that episode, because it's kind of like if you watch a movie, let's say a Marvel movie, and then at the end, in the post-credits stinger, a character appears. Mm-hmm. Would you really say they're in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what, I would too, actually.
If someone actually
said that to me, I'd be like, no, that character is in the movie, they're in the post-credits scene, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know why I started saying that. I disagree with
it. It's a bit embarrassing.
I was just trying to get you out of the episode any way I could.
No. And the second thing I wanted to achieve was plugging my other podcast quicker than Chelsea plugged it.
Well, I don't think that's possible because that was the first thing she said. You said at least three other words first.
I'm going to look at the time codes and let me know if I got in, because I think I got in pretty quickly.
All right. Well, next week, get back to us on the time code.
I will though. Definitely. But this week, we watched the great Doctor Who spin-off TV series, Class.
So this week, I thought it would be really, really fun because Doctor Who Series 13... Jodie Whittaker's final season, Doctor Who Flux, finally finished. And I'm like, what better time to look back at one of the Doctor Who spin-offs that nobody's ever watched. And this week, we watched Class. And you know what, Tim? We found out why no one's ever heard of it or seen it. Because this is the single worst episode of TV ever made.
Wow.
And then at some point, Peter Capaldi appears. And it's good for 3 minutes. But it's still like... not that good, and it reminds me of the worst episodes of Doctor Who, but without the music, and the direction, and the writing, and it's
about
just...
without anything.
It's just Peter Capaldi's acting, and he's amazing, but if you hadn't seen Doctor Who, you wouldn't think he's that great, because it's still like, you know, he's great, but not so great that he, like, lifts it out of this horrid nightmare mess that it is. As someone who loves Doctor Who... and I'm willing for the cheesy and the this and the that and all the things that a bad Doctor Who episode has, I wasn't prepared for this. I thought this was almost intolerable.
Yeah, wow. I am so on board with you. But, you know, I'm back and I know the structure of the podcast, so I'm going to read the description out before we get too in-depth.
Tim, it's been a week and I'm out. No more synopsis for me. No, but it is.
So, from the universe of Doctor Who, I don't think you did it last week, if I'm being perfectly honest.
No, we did. We did it
Chelsea,
like five.
No, Chelsea did it, though. You, I don't... I don't think you did the
synopsis. Oh yeah, no. I don't know how to Google things like that. I don't know what to do.
That's for sure. Our fans are definitely aware that you don't know how to Google things. So, from the universe of Doctor Who, teenage students at Coal Hill Academy prepare for the battle of space and time. Fear is coming. Tragedy is coming. War is coming. Sounds like an incredible TV series that was never made. So this TV series was Doctor Who's spin-off. It's set in the school that Clara ends up at or works at some point.
Season 8, she's working there.
Yeah, perfect. And there's a little nod to that on the wall at one point, which is really kind of nice. But it's written by Patrick Ness and Brian Minchin, who were both writers with Stephen Moffat at this time of Doctor Who. So they've sort of spun off. I think one of them did a bit of Torchwood and the Sarah Jane Chronicles.
Oh, so they're the rejects of Doctor Who. Can I write a full episode? And Stephen Moffat's like, I'm sorry, no, because you're terrible. Go write this terrible spin-off and go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, 100%. And we were considering of doing Sarah Jane.
I wish we had, Tim. I wish we had.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, this is fun. And like Peter Capaldi's in it, apparently.
Yeah.
First thing I have to say really about this is, say what you will about the Doctor Who themes. You know, they change, they vary. This was the most cringe thing I've ever watched in my entire life.
Yep.
And I don't really have much more to say apart from that it was just terrible. It was just awful. At this point, it has no resemblance to the quality of the show, really.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't even highlight the style of show it's going to be.
There's no indication it's a Doctor Who show. It feels just like a teen drama, high school thing. The music's atrocious. The visual effects, like, layering thing they've got. It's one of the worst opening credits I've ever seen. It made me, like, if I didn't have to force myself to watch this episode, I might have just stopped it. And honestly, if we weren't watching this in different houses at the same time, I might have just paused it and gone, I've seen it, I'll pretend I've seen this episode. Let's just record right now.
Yes, but I would so know bad. That I was like, wait, I've got 25 minutes to go. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, yeah. How are you finished? And this show has one of my favorite things in television. So the Bechdel test, Jax. It's something that it's incredible when it happens. It's good, and I like to sort of focus on it a little bit. But my all time favorite thing in regards to the Bechdel test is when two women in the show that we're watching reference the fact that the scene that they're in has failed the Bechdel test. It's incredible writing. It's perfection. And the two female lead characters are both introduced to us with that scene. And there's nothing better than that, because it makes me go, man, this isn't a TV series where these type of tropes are sort of mentioned or not mentioned. This is real life where people talk about the Bechdel test because... The women in my life, for sure, whenever they talk to each other, reference the fact that this is passing or not passing the Bechdel test. So it really resembles that real life sort of reality that that conversations have. And I thought that this was a really interesting and embarrassing element to the episode. And I don't understand why it was there. It makes no sense. It's like, what is this? Some self-referential Doctor Who show? But it's not. No, it's just a weird way to start and introduce two characters. And then, Jax, we are introduced to some of the best expository dialogue you will ever get. We have a character saying, everyone knows people at this school disappear. Why should that be weird? It's like, what? Excuse me? What sentence is that? That makes no sense. And then we have a little bit later, the two main characters, the two aliens from another universe, a beautiful scenic universe that pretty much spend 5 minutes going, oh, so this is my backstory and you've pretty much got everything you need to know. And, oh, God, I hate it when TV does that so much.
You've actually changed my mind. You've just given 3 points as to why this is a fantastic episode of TV. Thanks for listening, guys.
The villains look all right, though, hey? Like,
oh, my God, Tim. So your giant TV clearly is so big that you actually can't look at the screen properly, because these look fucking atrocious, Tim. These look disgusting.
Shadows can't look that bad, Jack.
Oh, Tim, a shadow can look that bad. And what's worse is a shadow being the villain is classic Moffat Doctor Who type of villain that he would do, where he's like, one of the best episodes where he's like, you know, why does everyone always think there's something under the bed? Or, you know, something like that, where he always has this, like, what about that thing in the corner of your eye? And all these really universal fears and things. And a shadow moving and a shadow being, like, something more could have been spectacular. But no, we're just going to get giant CGI knights with flaming... They look like PlayStation 1 fucking cutouts. But, like, not a good PlayStation 1 game. Like, one of the bad ones. Like, it looked... So bad.
Like Hercules
So bad, man. I thought it looked impossibly bad. And then the big king guy, the shadow king guy appears. He looks okay.
Yeah, that's sort of the one I was referring to.
Right, okay. But he's got a lot of minions that are dancing about the place. Just
I wasn't focusing on that. See, my TV's so big. It's like the IMAX experience where you can kind of only focus on one thing at a time on the screen.
Oh, so your TV, it's too bad. It's a bad TV then. Or you're sitting too close. You're actually ruining the effect of the program that you're meant to be watching. You're meant to be able to see the whole screen at once, you know, and soak it all in at once. You're not meant to be moving your head about, you know?
I would say that this show is best watched when you don't see everything at once.
I was on my phone the entire time, if I'm going to be honest.
We were texting each other for most of this.
Until Peter Capaldi appeared, and then I was like, you know what? Phone's going down. And then halfway through, I went...
So, yeah, Peter Capaldi does come in and save this for about 5 minutes. I did a little bit of research, and I'm pretty sure that he doesn't appear again, which makes sense. It is very much that sort of like, oh, we're setting it in this era. It's in like the 12th Doctor's kind of era, and he was here, and he was like a groundsman or whatever, and... And it's like, oh, it's in the same world. Like, maybe you can watch it simultaneously. But no.
It's awful. The last five, and I can say spoilers because no one should watch this. It's the worst thing ever. But the last 5 minutes, well, there's like the last 10 minutes. The last 5 minutes, Peter Capaldi is like, I'm here. I'm going to stop the villain. And we're not going to kill anyone. I'm awesome and stuff. And it's like, yeah, that was actually pretty fun. And we'll get a focus on someone who's not the worst. And then he spends about 3 minutes just being like, all right, so all of you guys, you're going to have to, this is like a Buffy situation. And then someone's literally like Buffy with the hell mouth. I'm like, yep, my God, you didn't have to say it. No. And he's
they did have to say it.
Yeah, I guess they had to be very obviously referential. The fact they've just stolen Buffy plot, where it's like, this is a crack or a hell mouth of some sort. That's
to be fair, the crack was like kind of, it felt very Matt Smith-esque, like the crack in the wall.
Oh, you mean how the crack in the wall is great? And they just went, how about we steal one of the greatest moments of Doctor Who and just put it at the start of our episode and make you go, wait, oh my God, is this going to be like crack related? And then you're like, no, it's just
and then
a
they
shitty
had a
looking
bit of,
crack. It's upwards now, you know, it's horrible.
They had a few references to all of the Doctors, except Jodie Whittaker, I suppose, which wasn't announced yet.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. That would be kind of insane if they'd like actually gone into the future to make like a bad reference to her run.
That would be incredible. But no, they had a lot of Tennant music when the TARDIS was kind of playing.
Which is
kind of
super weird because they didn't show him and I went, oh, it's cool. This happened like from a different Doctor. And then Capaldi appears, and they're like, it's him! I'm like, shouldn't you be like, who are you? Because the music was different. Why does when Peter Capaldi appears, his music plays, but then when he drops them off with the TARDIS, he's stealing David Tennant's music? It's that lack of detail, Tim, that shows you that this show is a fucking giant pile of shit. God damn, that
you've
made
me
so angry.
I thought it was a fun reference to them all, but no, you've convinced me.
No, it's a terrible reference. It's confused and stupid. It's just them being like, oh, let's use everything. No.
Yeah.
It should all make sense and be consistent. No.
There's only really one more thing that I want to talk about, and it's the fact that on Google, if you search this show, Class, the main actor, Greg Austin, is listed, is cast as the Doctor. And
wait, what? There's another Doctor?
Yeah. Google it. And so Greg Austin, who's in this, who's just like the alien guy, the prince guy.
Yeah.
He is listed on Google as the Doctor. and minor spoilers for Jodie Whittaker's Doctor Who sort of plot. But coming out of sort of
big spoilers, Tim, if you're going to talk about it.
Yeah, big spoilers.
Okay, if you haven't watched Doctor Who season 12 or 13, turn off, because you need to watch that finale and then...
And don't watch this.
And then come back in 6 to 8 hours or 1 hour, depending on how many episodes you watch, because it's a reveal you don't want to be spoiled. So spoilers. Keep going, Tim.
I generally thought this was like another Doctor, like another version that was like lost in this weird like Doctor thing. And then it's just like a typo. It's like clickbait on Google. And I'm like, oh, okay, super. Well, way to make me somewhat excited for this and then completely ruined. And yeah, it's a terrible TV series. I will not be continue watching. It really doesn't make me want to finish series 13 either. I've got 2 episodes to go.
No,
and
Tim.
I'm like, well, I don't want to.
Honestly, this is so bad that I'm trying to find what you said with that guy's name. I can't. Oh, cast. Here we go. Greg Austin, the Doctor. Wow. Everyone, yeah, I can confirm that Tim is not lying and doing a bit. That is such an insane typo. To be like, it's actually going to be an 18-year-old kid now as well. It's huge. And he's going back to high school. Like he's a bloody vampire or something.
No, it's like the bloody Alex Rider actor or something. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Jax, are you going to continue watching this show? Obviously not.
Tim, yeah, as a huge Doctor Who fan, I have to say, I really wish I hadn't seen this. And it could have always forever been that show where I'm like, I wonder if that's good. That's kind of exciting. I've always got that in the future to watch. But I know... But it's not going to make me not watch more Doctor Who. I'll probably go back and watch some Peter Capaldi episodes to cleanse my palate. To remind me of why he's probably my second favourite Doctor. Because this... Oh, I know he doesn't get to pick the scripts, you know, but maybe he didn't actually realise how bad it was.
He paid so much for this as well.
Yeah, for essentially an extended cameo. And then to send the show off being like, I'll never come back, show. Good luck with this Hellmouth.
Oh,
could
so
I close
bad.
It? No, because of story and plot and, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, it's a bad spin-off kind of cameo. And just don't watch this, guys. Just don't watch this. And yeah, I'm so sorry that... one of our final episodes before we move on to Top and Tail, where we discuss the pilot and finale of TV series is this. But, you know, part of this podcast is saying if you should watch it or not. And I feel like we've done our jobs in saving you the effort and the torment of watching this show. So actually, I'm glad we did this because then at least I've made all of your days better because you don't have to watch this.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. We should maybe just put a little bit at the start where it's just like, well, the episode title is called Class, in brackets, just don't watch it. Second brackets.
Incredible.
Second brackets and listen, please.
So yeah, this has been a pretty bad sort of TV series, that's for sure. But, you know, some good stuff, some good Doctor Who content. Your other podcast, Jax, Spoiler Talk, has just released a season 11, 12 and soon to be series 13 deep dive discussion.
Yes, we get into the nitty gritty of season 11, which everyone hates, but we thought, and I particularly think, is easily the strongest season of Jodie Whittaker's. And then 12...
It doesn't look good for the future, hey?
No, 12 has got some stuff, but, you know, then the finale happens. And then 13, I won't spoil it here, but my God, did we have opinions? And we say them to each other. And it's a lot of fun. We deep dive into all Doctor Who, 13th Doctor stuff. It's a lot of fun. Bloody check it out wherever you get your pods. Linked below. Yeah, check it out, linked below. That'll be easier.
All right, see you next time, everyone.
Catches.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think David Tennant and Peter Capaldi should have been in this? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.